I don't recall.
President Bush says he wants him around, like when he waded through the sewage and he hugged Mike Brown.
You're doing a heck of a job.
You're doing a heck of a job, Brown.
I almost said Godzilla.
Gonzalez, man.
Hey, Total Talk Nonsense right here doing
Godzilla
ad hoc episode because rumor has it the PB and TH are coming in town.
That's the only reason we're here, John. It's not rumor. If you take forum posts and email as objective evidence, it is not a rumor. It is fact. They have booked tickets. They will be here September 22nd through September 29th.
No doubt.
That is two whole Saturdays, John. Two whole Saturdays. Not only that, TWW is supposed to come up from Miami.
The word whore?
I haven't heard anything about
the whore?
Preston Buttons, though. Not only that, the Nobodies are going to make the trip, and Stephen C., the great Stephen C., is trying to book passage to the great U.S. of A. in the last week of October.
Stephen C.
That's right, John. So that's why we're here. That's why we're doing an ad hoc, to get the message out to everybody. Let me tell you what I was doing earlier tonight, John.
Yeah, what was that?
With the news that the great Pauly B. and Tony Hearn were coming into Chicago.
Yeah.
I tried to get a gig at the Beacon.
Excuse me, word
yes.
whore.
Uh-huh.
Word whore. This is me, Preston Button.
Anyway, I was at the Beacon.
My tiny hands.
Trying to secure a gig for September 29th, and I told him, here's two things I told him. I said, first of all, I can guarantee a massive crowd because we're going to have
massive
the Midwest WebCon informal conference 2007 right here at the Beacon Tap.
Right.
Not only that, but the class that I graduated in 1982 is having their reunion on September 29th. So I could lay a line of shit like, yeah, I'm going to stop by the formal reunion and invite everybody to come by the Beacon afterwards.
Right.
So we can pack the place.
Which is a lie.
It is a lie.
Because they'll be there anyway.
Right, they'll be there anyway, and I'm not going to go over there.
Is that guy that you know going to be there?
Which guy?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
I know a lot of guys.
I wish I knew
that
how
guy.
To quit you.
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. He
Jake
graduated with
your
me.
Hall?
Yeah. He and I graduated. He graduated like three places above me.
Three places inside you, I think it was what you meant.
So, Ron, the guy who books, is coming in at 11:30 tonight, and I gave the message to all the staff.
He's coming in at 11:30 to
He's got
work?
The night off. No, he comes in to drink
at 11:30. Oh, he gets hammered?
He gets hammered. So I gave the message to the staff to let him know that the greatest band in Chicago wants to play September 29th. So if you already have somebody booked for the September 29th, cross it out.
Yeah, no doubt.
And put us in. Because that gives us a week to rehearse with Pauly B and Tony Hearn.
I might be one of the biggest cocks on the planet.
To bring them up on stage.
Yeah.
And
come on!
Informally host the Midwest WebCon gathering, John.
WebCon cast con.
That's right. Now, when we went on hiatus, I said if something big comes up, John, we got to come back and do an ad hoc, and that's why we're here. Something big came up, we got to come back, do an ad hoc.
How about we call it like Festivus Tetanus?
Festivus Tetanus. All right. Sounds good to me.
Tetanus Festivus. A Festivus for the rest of us.
And also what we're going to try to do is get some T-shirts ready by then, because there's been a lot of people that have been very important to not only me and you, John, but to the Total Talk Nonsense podcast that we would like to thank their participation by giving them the hot off the press.
Hot off the press.
Tetanus. and the Keeping It Real, Real Stupid t-shirts.
No doubt.
That's right, John. That's why we need this hiatus. So we got to take care of some marketing business.
Yeah.
And some other things.
Oh, yeah.
The greatest feeling you can get in a gym, you know, is having sex with a pump. Get a really tight feeling. It's really tight. It's like somebody blowing the pump. And it feels different. It feels tight. It's like somebody blowing air into your pump. Let's say you drain your pump. I'm like coming in the gym, coming at home. I'm coming backstage when I pump up. So I'm coming day and night. I mean, it's terrific, right? So, you know, I'm in heaven.
Is Arnold coming too?
Toward the floor.
Toward the floor. I think Arnold might be coming. Maybe he come to the show too.
Not only that, John, but I had an opportunity to listen to
Air out your ass.
Air out my mediocre show. I had to
air out your mediocre show. That's
to the mediocre show, episode 101, in which we got a lot of props in that show, John. I think we take up the last 16 minutes of that show, as a matter of fact, because one of the greatest moments in podcasting history is the April Fool's joke that Air Out My Shorts pulled.
No. Mediocre show.
Did I say Air Out My Shorts?
Yes, you did. Air Out
mediocre
Your Show.
Mediocre show pulled.
In
episode 83, 84, and 85.
Yeah.
And so they talked a lot about that. They played our stinger, and then they played the last 16 minutes of John and Scott discussing, from our perspective, the greatest hoax and podcasting moment in the short history of podcasting.
And we did ours too, man. We got we reeled in some folks.
Some folks.
Some folks.
Yeah, we did ours.
Those terrorist folks.
Yes, when you were in the hospital.
All right.
And people were calling the hospital to check on your condition. And those of you just joining
us, okay?
John put a loop together of some hospital sound effects, and we said that we had to podcast from the hospital because John came down with what, tetanus?
Yeah,
what did you
something
have?
Like that.
And it was just a loop, a brilliant loop that John put together.
Yeah.
And some friends of John's actually called the hospital to check on his status.
Out of sight.
That is out of sight. What else? What else you got there, Johnny?
We're in the hospital room again right now. You like
there
that?
It is.
There it is.
It's out
you
of
like
sight,
that?
Man.
But we had it down a little bit so you could.
Oh, that reminds
it's a little
me.
Noisy.
We may have talked about this, but the Podcasting Peer Awards?
Yeah.
Not even a category for production this year. What's
they
up with
scared.
That?
They were scared. They were scared. Scared
well,
of me.
Probably scared because there's no way we're going to win, you know? Because a guy like John can pull up a hospital sound effect.
Right out of my tetanus.
Out of your tetanus.
No doubt.
Almost immediately.
Tetanus. Tetanus. Metototomy.
That has got to be one of the funniest moments in history.
Metototomy.
The tetanus story.
It may be.
Oh, my God. I cannot stop listening to that. It's just insane.
So what else is going on there, Johnny?
Well,
what have you been doing on hiatus?
Well, I went on vacation.
Went to the AZ. Did you run into Lerv's balls?
No, I did not run into Lerv's balls. But it was hotter than fuck. I mean,
it's hotter
it was like,
than F here, isn't
I know,
it?
But it was like 106 every day. And the in-laws, you know, they like to leave the AC on at like 80. So I couldn't sleep at all.
Ugh.
And then every day we're doing something. And I got to come home early. I came home like a couple days early. And that's when my vacation started.
All right. Big bachelor, right?
Yeah. And when then you know what I did Friday night?
No.
I turned the TV on, and on one of the cable channels, they had the Godfather saga. And I watched the whole fucking thing till 1:30 in the morning. Just 1 and 2.
Yeah, I don't watch 3. I've never watched 3.
I didn't like it. But
just 1 and 2, that's a good 5-hour commitment, isn't it?
Well, I'm watching, and I decided, I go, man, I could go for some fucking pasta right now. So I called up the place with Pam.
Right, right.
Olivetti's. Drove over there, got me some.
What do you get?
tortellicellis or
tortellicelli,
and with tomato cream sauce, peas, and mushrooms.
I used to get the cappellini with meat sauce and red peppers with a side of sausage.
Oh yeah, I get the side of sausage and peppers.
Now I only get the side of sausage because since we've gone on hiatus, John, I found out that I'm gluten intolerant, which means I can't eat any bread, wheat, oats. Oats are okay. Alfalfa or barley.
Barley. Well, enjoy that malt barley beverage you're drinking there.
So you had, this is not barley, this is a chill.
It's a chill.
So you've had, Godfather and Italian food.
Yeah.
Did they deliver or did you pick
up? No, I went and picked it up.
So did you pause or what?
No, I got TiVo. I just rewind.
TiVo. Nice.
So I get home and I rewind it. And I watch, and I'm like thinking, God, this is a long fucking movie. I don't remember this movie going all the way till 1 in the morning. And then I realized it was 1 and 2. Well, you know what they did? Martin Scorsese. When he released the saga and he did the whole cable version.
Right.
He reorganized the movie so it was in a better chronological order. So,
I heard they jump
into the past when Vito Corleone is the young Robert De Niro.
Right.
They do that all in the beginning.
Robert De Niro is the young Vito Corleone.
Yeah, either way, they're the same shit.
No, it's not. It's really not.
Snot
at all.
But, so I watched it all the way till 1:30 in the morning.
Recommended viewing for everybody out there, Godfather 1 and 2.
It's some quality
kills. I suggest
kills.
The original theatrical release, though, not the Martin Scorsese re-edit. Okay? Stupid ass. He had nothing better to do
is good.
Than to re-edit. That's stupid.
Well, when you do the saga, it flows better. It has better
flow. Yeah, better flow. Like, I'm so stupid, I don't have a goddamn retention that I can't remember what happened
so
in 1 and 2.
Stupid. Well,
even though they're back to back.
Yeah, okay.
For crying out loud.
Mr. Every Practice. How's that
going not
again?
Anymore. Used to be the case. Not anymore.
Whoa.
I'm the guy who's remembering.
I'm the rock. You are. You're St. Peter, the
that's
rock.
That's right. I have to tell Rick what to play now.
Yeah, that's seems like it's starting to be
He's
the case.
Losing it.
He's losing it, old man. Yesterday. Oh. And then Saturday was Meat Fest.
Meat Fest, right? Right on.
Meat-o-tatomy.
Meat-o-tatomy at Rick's house.
Meat-o-tatomy.
Meat Fest happens once a year. It's a gathering that Rick has at his house. He's got a huge backyard, and he brings over a bunch of grills, and you actually donated a grill this time.
Yeah, brought a
grill. One of those big commercial grills.
Yeah.
And people just bring meat over, and they grill it from like 2 to 6 o'clock.
And somebody brought deviled eggs.
I had one of those.
And somebody else says, what the fuck's that? That's not meat. And
it's
Rick says,
soon to be.
Well, yeah, Rick said, well, we've entered a new category this year. It's called future meat.
Future meat.
Yeah, future meat. Conspiracy to become meat. So, that was a good time. Drank some beers, jammed. You guys played with an 8-year-old.
Yeah.
Drummer, pretty good. Pretty good drummer. 8 years old and the mom was crying.
Well, what happened is...
It
was kind of like an open mic. I guess a couple different versions of bands went up there. And then we went up there at 9. We played for, about an hour?
Yeah.
So we finished about 10 o'clock. And
with fireworks being shot off
fireworks.
Over
that was
our
out
heads.
Of sight. And then we
real
all
ones.
Mingle.
Not the fake shit. The real shit.
We're all mingling among the crowd. And this 8-year-old, who has cojones the size of cannonballs, walks up to the mic and says, hey, does anybody play guitar? Because I play drums and I want to play. So Rick and I, actually you and Rick went up there.
Yeah.
And you grabbed the bass, but you didn't know any Green Day songs.
Right.
And the kid wanted to play Green Day. So he gave the bass to me. The kid says, let's play Holiday, which we know.
Yeah.
I know, anyway.
Yeah.
Rick starts
Rick
to play
doesn't
it.
Know.
He's all over the place. So we stop
Fuck
that
you.
Immediately.
Fuck you.
And then Rick's like, okay, how about Holiday?
Fuck you.
You know Holiday? And the kid's like, yeah, I know Holiday. And Rick said, okay.
Warning.
Yeah. Warning. Boy, I'm really, warning, you know, warning. Because, like, yeah, I know warning. Come on. And Rick's adamant about the intro. You got the intro. 1, 2, 3, 4. And then you hit the snare 3 times. Tit, tit, tit. And he's like, he actually did say tit, tit, tit. And the kid was like, yeah, come on. I got it. Let's go. So the kid counted us off. He went tit, tit, tit. And we played warning.
Yeah.
And the mom was crying, huh?
Yeah.
She was
like, oh, I love
you. Yeah. It was a special moment for the kid, and I'm all for that. You know.
She's kind of hot, too.
Huh?
The mom.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm up there playing, and he wants to know, play Green Day. Play Green Day. I go, well, we could play Michael Jackson. And he gives me the finger, the 8-year-old. And I go, hey, did you just give me the finger? Hey, he just gave me the finger. And the mom's like, oh, my God, yells at him. Get over here.
Well, the kid's got a lot of balls,
so
man.
So we get done jamming. I get off the stage, and the mom says, his name was Nolan, I think.
Nolan.
Get over here. What do you say? I wasn't giving the finger to you. I was giving the finger to Michael Jackson.
Yeah, out of sight.
He would never do that. He would hey, it's no sweat, man. He's a real punk. He's the real deal.
I could not imagine being 8 years old, going up to a microphone where there's a party full of people.
Oh, yeah.
And saying, hey, does anybody play guitar? Because I want to play drums.
And he's good.
And he's good.
Oh, man. He was unbelievable. 8 years old.
Yeah,
because he... shit down.
The intro to Holiday is just guitar and drums.
Yeah.
And before Rick realized he didn't know how to play it, the kid came in right when he was supposed to and played the intro. Very impressive. So he's gonna be.
You guys are saying what Green Day? Any Green Day?
Any of them?
Any of them?
You
play
tell me.
Any song.
You tell me what Green Day? Okay, old man.
I know. And he was good, man. I couldn't believe it. He's gonna be a star. That kid.
Oh, no doubt.
That kid definitely is gonna be a star. He's gonna own another racetrack. But then, what the fuck? What else happened? What do we do? Oh, we had practice last night.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Do you want to bring that up? That guy doesn't listen, does he?
No.
Oh.
We,
Yeah, so John brings over his friend Mike.
Wait a minute.
Come on.
But first, I went to his house, and he pulls out his guitar, and he starts playing acoustic Beatles, and he's playing Rush, and... Badfinger.
And this is your daughter's softball coach.
Yeah.
So you're at his house,
I'm
and he whips
house,
out a guitar and starts
we're
playing.
Drinking beer. And
did you mention you were in a band?
He knows.
He knows you're in a band.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
He's been wanting to jam with me for a long time.
So he whips it out.
He's jamming. He sounds great. He can't sing for shit, but, I mean, if he was singing for shit, he couldn't get enough to make his breath stink, if you know what I mean.
It took me a while, but I think
it's
I know
what clever,
you
ain't it?
It is,
anyway,
yeah.
So he was rocking. I mean, he was playing all the tunes just right. And I said, "Well, hey, if you want, stop by, bring your axe, and jam with us." And he comes over.
Hold on. Let's back up. So Rick and I show up at 7:30
okay,
when we're supposed
okay,
to show
David
up.
Letterman.
Okay. And then we end up unloading all the equipment because John
give me that shit.
Is
I
late.
I got a phone call
again.
From Rick.
A late
I got,
again.
Oh, fuck you with
so
the late again.
So we unload all the equipment. Then John shows up.
Then he
tells us, yeah, I got a friend who's coming over
Scott
later.
Unloads.
He's going to bring his guitar.
Scott unloads the equipment for the first time.
Yeah.
I think you meant, but Rick has unloaded it for the 800th time. He told me he was going to be late. He says, yeah, I can't get the van. I'll be late. And I said, don't bring all the shit. Just bring some stuff. Oh, okay. Well, I figured he was still going to be late because he was waiting for the wife is what he said.
All right. So he shows up on time. I show up on time.
Yeah.
We unload. Rick forgets to bring my bass amp. So we got to route me through the PA, which is a big ordeal. Into a subwoofer. We finally got that straightened out.
Yeah.
And Mike had already shown up by that time, right?
Yeah.
He was sitting here while we were doing that. So we played a couple of tunes, and I thought we did pretty well for not having played in a while. And so then.
Since Saturday, at least.
Mike says, Rick, play my guitar. So Rick grabs Mike's 1967 Gibson Hollow Body.
Yeah.
Cherry. Cherry. Baby. And I guess Mike's a big Beatle fan.
To me.
Yeah. So we ran through some Beatle tunes, and he got really excited, John.
Yeah, he was
like a little bit
around.
Too excited.
Yeah. He's a little retarded,
I think. The other thing about Mike is, I don't know if he grew up in Japan or what, but in the United States, John, there's like this 18-inch
space
that everybody has. And if you encroach on that space, it's a sign of aggression. In Japan, yeah. It's like 12 inches.
Yeah.
So he must have grown up in Japan because he was invading everybody's space. Like getting right up in your grill. Hey, man, back up, man.
Yeah, he said to me yesterday, he goes, man, that's really cool. And giant spitballs shot out on my face and my glasses. I go, dude, what? I just start yelling at him. This was at his house. I go, dude, what the cob in my face?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So Rick starts playing his guitar. We run through a couple of Beatles songs. We take a break, and he runs over and grabs his guitar. Now he's going to play.
You played drums.
Yeah, so I quickly said, please let me play drums, John, because I know he's going to be coming over to whoever is playing bass. And wanting to know what chords
and
to play.
Posing and getting, you know, putting his
and invading
leg,
the space.
Like straddling
in the
one
whole
of
deal.
Your legs.
So I get on drums. Rick grabs the bass. This guy's playing guitar. He can't remember a goddamn
not a
thing.
Goddamn thing. Not one chord.
Not one song. Oh,
wait
a minute.
Wait.
Oh,
I forgot.
Wait. Just tuning his guitar
ding, dong, ding, ding,
took a goddamn half an hour. He had a tuner. He couldn't do it. He tried to tune it by ear. He couldn't do it. Rick finally said, give me the guitar. Let me tune it. Because we were going on a half an hour. It was unbelievable.
And I'm standing there trying to help him tune it. I'm like, no, play that string. Play the fifth fret. Oh. Play the
it was unbelievable.
What?
Did he have too much to drink
yeah,
or what was going
totally
on?
He was totally fucked up.
Well, Rick, when I talked
and
to Rick earlier,
nervous as hell.
He said, hey, were we on like a ship last night? I'm like, what are you talking about? That Mike guy kept swaying back and forth. I thought we were on a ship.
And he backed Rick all the way into the corner.
Oh, yeah.
Getting closer.
Invading his space. And
I'm like, what are you guys going to make out?
The one thing that I was like, geez, who the fuck is this guy?
I wish I knew how to quit you.
And then he's like, okay. I said, hey, what about the Who? Do you know any Who? Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah. And he strummed it a couple of times. He's like, yeah, I can't remember. What was that? So he couldn't remember anything. He couldn't play a goddamn song.
You started laughing so hard.
Oh, I was so excited to play drums, too. I haven't played in like 6 years or whatever.
You were rocking, man.
And,
you got a heavy foot.
So then, finally, we stopped. I don't know why we stopped. We just had it. That was it. We're done. And then he's telling you, yeah, John, if you just want to stick around, I'm sure I can play something for you. Yeah, well, we got to leave.
I was playing this last night.
Yeah, you were.
I did some Yngwie.
Oh, he was impressed with that.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Your one-string Yngwie.
Yeah, my one-string Yngwie.
Oh, but the one thing that made my balls drop to the floor is when he said, oh, yeah, you know, I'm going to practice. I'll be back on Thursday. And I looked at Rick like, what? This motherfucker's coming back? No! I'm going to stick a barrel of a gun in my goddamn mouth before that happens.
I know, then Rick starts, well, we got to fit you for a uniform. And
he starts going through the fucking things.
That's insane.
Oh.
So you going to tell the story at the Vegas?
No, I can't tell that story. I can't do it justice.
TP.
I'll save it for TP.
TP and the big black riot in Las Vegas.
TP joined us tonight, but he doesn't want to go on the mic. He's just kind of hanging out. But yeah. He told me a story earlier tonight that I think is a little bit flawed, and it fits into his Archie Bunker bigoted belief system.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So maybe if we could ever get him on the mic, we'll have him tell that story.
Yeah.
No doubt. Is that right, TP?
No doubt.
There you go. I forgot to mention TP. TP was here. He's got to drive to his cousin's tonight, and then he's got to be at he's got to be at Home Depot tomorrow at 9:30.
Oh,
but not Home Depot around here. Home Depot in another state. No.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh shit!
He's
Jesus
a crazy MF.
Christ,
isn't that right, TP? Yeah, he's a crazy MF.
Oh. I make fake foreskins.
What else, John? You saw Transformers, right?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't get to see that
yeah,
yet.
Yeah, it was pretty good, man. I thought it was out of sight.
Hey, you know what's coming out this Friday?
What? Oh, yeah.
The Bourne Ultimatum.
Bourne Ultimatum.
I told the wife we need to get a date night to go see the Bourne Ultimatum.
No doubt.
Because she's a big Bourne fan.
She reads the books?
No, she watches the flicks. But
so does
she does read Harry Potter, and she did finish the last Harry Potter. That's why she wasn't at Meat Fest. She was reading Harry Potter.
Ah.
And she said it was really, really good.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't read any of them.
The book is good? Or
the book is outstanding. The last book is outstanding.
All right, that's
she's
cool.
She's sad that it's over. She wants to... She's thinking of starting over again because it was so good.
Really?
Yeah. With book number one.
Book number one.
Book number one, John.
Number one.
All right, so what happened since we've been out? Lindsay Lohan, she's
Lindsay
in a shitload
Lohan,
of trouble.
Yeah, she's...
I don't know. You know, we only had six listeners 2 years ago when we said, hey, Lindsay Lohan needs to hire John and Scott. We'll be her publicist.
Right.
Her security. And basically her goddamn babysitter, because her goddamn parents don't do it. But nobody took us up on the offer. And now look, her career is in the shitter, John.
Yeah, yeah.
In the goddamn shitter.
Yeah.
So now that's
that we have
tragic. And Britney Spears is spiraling down the slope.
Oh, yeah.
And when we do start up again, we'll have to bring in Kevin Burns.
I'm tired of hearing about your nonsense.
Prophecy. Remember that, TP? That was episode 27. That was a long time ago.
What do you think about that, TP? I am tired of hearing about your nuts.
He's tired.
All right,
of
what
hearing
else?
About your nuts.
What else we got? Oh, the W is just out of fucking control.
Oh, yeah.
And Cheney, not part of the executive branch.
Cheney.
I mean, it's unbelievable. Impeachment has to happen. Oh, you know what I heard today?
What's that?
Is they started impeachment...
Proceedings
against Gonzo.
Yeah,
no doubt.
Yeah, he's getting it. He's going to get it in the
because if you have a lying cocksucker like that running the goddamn Justice Department, there is no thing such as justice anymore, right?
What the fuck?
Oh, you know why the W is still his best buddy?
Because of DUI,
right? Because of the DUI. W got a DUI, and his friends covered it up for him. And then
he came up for jury duty. Yeah.
And when he came up from jury duty, it was for a DUI case. And one of the questions the lawyers were going to inevitably ask was, have you ever known anybody or been involved in a DUI? And the W would have to, on record,
perjure himself or tell the truth.
And Gonzo is the guy that got him out of jury duty.
Right.
And for that, and maybe blowjobs, who knows? I don't know. That's why the W has faith in Gonzo.
Yeah.
Even though he's completely incompetent, just like the W. I mean, these guys are in way over their head.
Right.
And it's frightening. It's frightening, John.
Oh, yeah. It's fucked up. It's totally fucked up.
Totally fucked.
Supposedly today, the ranking Republican, Arlene Specter, was supposed to come forward after 12 p.m., noon, as a matter of fact, and release a letter.
From the White House.
From the White House, but he didn't. So
oh.
I don't know what the hell's going on.
Well, he
on
gave
there.
Him an ultimatum, didn't he?
Yeah.
He said, you need to clear this up.
And the W basically gave him the finger.
Gave him the finger. Yeah, well, why not?
The W said, fuck you.
Because Congress hasn't done shit
to the W. Weak. So he's like, fuck it. You ain't
Plus,
do
the
nothing.
W knows he's got the media on his side. He can spin whatever message he needs to.
You got Rupert Murdoch just bought Dow Jones, or bought the...
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever the hell.
Washington Post. Dow Jones, Washington Post.
Yeah, same shit.
Oh, and the other thing is, we talked about this on one of the podcasts. If you want to be fucking patriotic, go before the Senate or Congress and tell the truth.
Yeah.
That's how you're patriotic. Don't cover shit up. Tell the goddamn truth.
Tell the truth.
Look at this Michael Vick guy. Yeah. He goes, he tells the truth. You know, because he doesn't want to spend like the rest of his life in jail, so he tells the truth. Michael Vick was behind the dogfighting shit. He funded it.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. If you want to be patriotic, ask questions and tell the truth. That's it.
No doubt.
How hard is that?
It's a piece of cake.
Piece of cake.
It's easy.
But nobody in the administration can do it. They can't tell the truth.
Hey, did you hear that Charles Manson studied Scientology?
I did not.
Yeah, 150 hours.
Really?
And then he thought it was a wacko. Bunch of wackos, and then he went and murdered a bunch of people.
The whack job Charlie Manson thought that was wacko?
Yeah.
Then it must be right, he's because two wrongs make a right, right?
He's one of the top 10 celebrities. Or
Scientologists?
Yeah, 150 hours of Scientology, and then he went, these guys are fucking crazy. I'm going to go kill some people.
Oh, that reminds me.
Carve a swastika in my forehead.
I ran into Brian, the great Brian.
The great Brian.
From our history at Meat Fest. And I asked him about his brother Andy, who you and I went to high school with.
Right.
Andy went out to California right after high school. He got involved with special effects. I didn't know this, but Brian told me for Pirates of the Caribbean 2, won the Academy Award for special effects. Now, I don't know if that covers CGI and everything or what the deal is.
He's the prop guy and set dude.
Well, he's the special effects guy. He did all the work, not the CGI stuff, but all the other stuff for Pirates of the Caribbean 2.
Oh, yeah.
But his boss went up and accepted the award.
Really?
Right. So, right after that, his brother Andy started his own company, special effects company, and they're in Germany right now. Do you know what film they're working on?
The Tom Cruise one?
The Tom Cruise one.
Oh, man.
We've
got to get him to work on our film.
The Tom Cruise one, where Tom Cruise portrays the general, I can't remember his goddamn name, but he's the guy who tried to assassinate Hitler.
Yeah, right.
But I'm thinking there's only one explosion in that movie, right? It's when they put the briefcase by the desk.
Right.
So I don't know if they'll win or even be nominated for special effects in this movie, but hypothetically, if they were and they won, Andy would walk on stage to accept the award.
With that bushy-ass hairdo of his.
I don't know if he still
has
that.
He's only like 4 feet tall.
But I don't think they'll win it for this movie, but obviously he's going to get other movies.
Yeah.
And the potential is there for him to win the award and accept the Academy Award nomination.
See, he does a lot of James Cameron movies,
too. Hold up, John.
Yeah. All right. I'm sorry.
I'm way ahead of you. Now, if he does win, what do you think it'll take for him to mention Total Talk Nonsense in his acceptance speech?
Absolutely nothing. He'll just
There you
do
go.
It. Nothing. He'll do
He'll
it.
Just do it.
He'll do it.
And that'll be that.
I'd like to thank Total Talk Nonsense and God
and Satan and Alfie the Elf.
And he did the Pick of Destiny too.
He did.
Yeah.
With
and there should be I can't wait for it is out on video, isn't it?
We got to freeze frame it.
Freeze frame to see if our flyers are up on the bar wall. Yeah.
No doubt, John.
No doubt
about it. So if he's ever in town, we got to get him as a guest.
Yeah, and special effects for us.
Well, I have a couple ideas for movies, which I'll talk about afterwards because I don't want to give these ideas out. They're blockbusters, John, of course.
Like Blarney, or what was that movie? Or
Blarney?
Yeah, well,
what?
A James Joyce movie?
That was a short film,
John. What was it
called? Araby.
Araby. Yeah,
oh, that's the other thing. During the hiatus, I'm retrieving all this video, and I'm going to be posting it on the website soon.
Oh,
so we're going to have Araby. We're going to have John portraying Mr. Stewart in corporate videos, and then some of the commercials that John participated in.
Nice.
All available online. All right, John, I think that wraps it up.
That's
for
it?
This ad hoc. Yeah. How long? What are we on? Oh, right, Phil.
You just going to leave him outside?
We can leave him outside. All he called me earlier. He said he doesn't have news. The only thing he has to say is he managed to interview President Carter during the hiatus. Ex-President Carter. So he's going to bring that in. He's already interviewed the W. And when we come back from hiatus, he's going to bring in his interview with former President Jimmy Carter.
Wow.
So we can leave him out there.
All right.
All right, so now...
Soylent Green is
getting back to the major announcement, John.
The major announcement.
Punky, Pauly B, and Tony Heron will be in the States, in the Chicagoland area.
Can you
on
say
September
that?
22nd Chicagoland through area. September 29th.
Oh,
now,
no.
They said they were getting hotels, but we're not sure about the housing yet.
Yeah.
We may put them up. We may put them up here in the studio.
Yeah, they could stay at the studio.
Oh, studio's definitely
perfect,
open.
Perfect, man. This is out of sight.
It is out of sight.
We
got air conditioning.
Night, air conditioning.
They
there's
jam.
Bathroom.
There's alcohol.
Yeah. Little
what else
fridge.
Do you need?
You don't need nothing.
A lot of atmosphere here at the studio.
Atmosphere. That's what we don't need from you pixies. To
not
get
only
the place
that.
Atmosphere.
The great Stephen C. is trying to make it in around that weekend of the 29th.
Yeah.
Not only that, TWW is coming in from Miami. Still no word on Preston Buttons. We don't know what he's up to. Will Eric Tomorrow make the trip from Philadelphia?
Wow.
I don't know.
I don't know.
He did post in the forum. He gave us a big congrats on the 100th.
No
and
doubt.
He's saving 100 Part 3 until right before we come back, so he doesn't miss us too much.
Ah.
See how that works, John?
Out of sight.
Not only that, but the Nobodies will be here, and then
really?
Whoever else we invite.
Oh, we got to get a gig on the 29th.
Then. Informal Webcast Con. It may be at the Beacon. It may be somewhere else, but we will be... We will
As
have
a matter
a
of fact, there's a hotel like across the street from the Beacon.
A hotel?
Yeah.
That's an old folks
it's like
home.
A Best Western or something.
No. That's
yeah,
an old...
right next to the gas station. It's or across from Burger King.
No, that's
How
an
much
old
you
folks
bet
home.
Me?
By the Silver Stallion?
Nah, on the other side of the Silver Stallion.
Are you suggesting we get a gig there?
No, that's what PB and... T. Hearn can
oh,
stay.
Oh, they could stay right there. Right. They're not going to want to stay there. They're going to stay in Chicago. Like downtown.
Oh, why would you want to do that?
In the mix of it.
Actually, in Wicker Park, they got some like little apartments you can stay in. They're pretty reasonable.
Yeah, over at Professor
All right,
Tom's.
Well, let's go, because I'm going to kick Phil's ass, man. Fucking hitting the doorbell. Shut
fucking
up!
Fucking guy. Yeah, so a president with president, an interview with President Jimmy Carter coming up when we do come back from hiatus. And now we may have another ad hoc if news warrants itself.
Yeah.
You see? Now we don't have dates locked down yet. We're just getting this information out. If we do get a date locked down, we'll post it on our homepage. We'll post it on the forum, but it may call for another quick ad hoc.
Right.
Just to get the word out, John, of the Midwest WebCon. Webcast con.
Yeah.
Can.
Yes.
Festivus Tetanus.
Tetanus the Festivus. All right, we got to go then, right? All right, we'll talk to you later.
Later.
Maybe another ad hoc.
Maybe.
You never know.
If not, see you September 9th.
Scott is allowed to go.
Oh, and the Skype line's always open, so if you want to leave us a message, go ahead. But
oh, yeah, speaking of that.
September 9th. We will be available alive, John, from
alive.
8
yes.
to 11.
We will be alive.
We will be alive.
Yeah. All right.
All right, then.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, John.
We have Skype, so call us at 1-847-TTN-JIZZED. You want to be on the show?
The Skype line is usually open on Sunday nights between 8 p.m. and 11 p.m. Central Standard Time.
You think you have what it takes to beat down John playing shit or Shinola?
Or maybe you have a TTN correction and you'd like to educate Jizz and Skizz.
Or maybe you're just a lowly SOB like me.
Whatever the reason, just give us a jingle. That's 847-TTN-JIZZED or 847-889-4444.
You're listening to John and Scott on Total Talk Nonsense.